This is a quick summary of the Mishneh Berurah Yomi Siman Resh Mem Beis, the remainder of Seif Aleph. So we left off last time with we mentioned that one should be mitzamtzem in order to be mechabed the Shabbos, and mitzamtzem during the rest of the week, save up the money for Shabbos. And the Mishneh Berurah here in Seif Katan Dalet points out that that, like we said yesterday, that if a person adds money for Shabbos and Yontif, that doesn't go into his cheshbon for Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, and as well as he adds the hotzos bonav of the Talmud Torah, the money you pay for tuition for your kids to learn Torah, also does not take out of your general cheshbon. Now he says from the Achronim, Lovin beribis letzarach sudas Shabbos o sudas mitzvah. You're allowed to actually borrow beribis. Now obviously you can't violate the Yisrael d'oraisa of borrowing beribis, meaning from a goy, or from a Yisrael b'derech heter, meaning using some type of heter iska. And the Dirshri points out Shem Narach HaShulchan that the chiddush is that it's actually a mitzvah to do this, so for the sake of Kavod Shabbos. Similarly, points out that if someone gives you a package that's special for Shabbos, the Sefer Chasidim says that you are chayev to only use it and eat that food on Shabbos, as we find that if someone gives an ani special money to be spent for the needs of Purim, so it's a machlokes achronim there, it's actually machlokes rishonim there, if he has the right to take it, to change it for anybody else. But here, the Sefer Chasidim would be machmir that you should only eat it on Shabbos. And the Dirshu notes, they talk about what to do if you simply can't eat it on Shabbos. Should you wait for next Shabbos? Should you try to give it to somebody else to eat it on Shabbos? There's various variables. You can check it out, Ayin Sham. Now, continuing in the Mechaber, he writes, Mitakonas Ezra, sheyu mechabsim begadim mechamishi b'Shabbos, mepnei kvod Shabbos. One of the takonas of Ezra was that you should do your laundry on Thursday for the sake of Kavod Shabbos. Now, why is this Kavod Shabbos? Obviously, number one, so you should have nice clean clothes for Shabbos. But number two, so you don't do it on Erev Shabbos Mamish, so that you have the freedom to actually prepare the other needs of Shabbos. Now, this is subject to a number of variables. First of all, nowadays that we have washing machines, so in the Dirshu notes they point out b'shem the poskim that washing machine counts as tzorech Shabbos. However, of course, there are Letzion who is makel over here because he's saying that if you have a washer and a dryer, so then really you can do it whenever you want. Whereas Rav Nissim Karelet says no, that's the way we do laundry. So not the Takana says was don't do laundry on Friday. Rather, you should spend your time doing other things. He points out b'shem the Oral Letzion and Rav Nissim Karelet that it's mutter to do little kids' laundry that's constantly getting soiled, as well as your own laundry if it unexpectedly got your clothes unexpectedly got dirty. Interestingly, he points out a machlokas a poskim also. What if your laundry, you had time on Thursday night to do the laundry, would be mutter there. So Nissen Karel says it's aser, that's the takana, whereas our Letzion says it's totally mutter. And Rav Scheinberg has a little bit of a compromise. He says if it's going to be a short Friday, meaning it gets dark very early, so then it's you're allowed to do your laundry Thursday night. But if it's a long day and a short night, then you should not do it on Thursday night. Okay, moving back to the Ramah, says Noagim Lolush Kadeshir Chala Babayas Lasos Mehem Lachamim Liftsoa Aleyam Bishabis Vyomtov. So he says the minig is to knead your own chala and in the amount that is necessary to separate chala, so you'll have bread to do Bitsiya Sapasan to make hamotzi on Shabbos and Yantif. Vuhu mechvod Shabbos v'yantif ein l'shanas. This is part of the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos and Yantif, and one should not deviate from this. This in the Bir Halacha over here. Well, first of all, before we do the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Vav writes that obviously we want to do the mitzvah of challah, and he points out that this was based on the chayt of Adam Arishon, who was referred to by Chazal as chaloso shel olam. He was created on Erev Shabbos, and the chayt happened on Erev Shabbos, so as a zecher to that, we want to do the mitzvah of challah. Additionally, he points out that there is a minug not to be somech on pas palter on Shabbos. One should only eat pas Yisrael, and this is an appropriate minhag to keep unless one is onus and they can't do it any other way. In the Bir Halacha, he points out that in general, part of the Kavod Shabbos is that you should make your own challah. You should not buy the challah from a bakery. However, in the Dirshu notes, he points out that that was only when They used to buy from regular bakeries that didn't differentiate between special challah for Shabbos versus bread for the whole week long. But nowadays, when we buy challah in the kosher supermarkets, the kosher bakeries, that they bake bread special to Kavod Shabbos, so that would also be a kiyum of Kavod Shabbos, according to at least the second reason, but not the first reason, that about Adam HaRishon. And he quotes from Rav Yashiv, who says the obvious point that if you prefer the store-bought challah over the homemade challah, you should buy the store-bought challah, because that's your onik Shabbos.